Arrête le contrebassiste, c'est parti.
Thank you.
bonjour. Or hello. We're so pleased to be here with you guys. This is the third gig of this tour, and we're premiering a lot of new music. We have very young musicians that have just joined the band, and I'm really proud of them. This young lady is 19 years old. These two gents in the back are 23 years old. So I'm just very pleased to be here with you guys and having the opportunity to showcase some of this new talent from America. You know, hopefully you guys enjoy the music. The next composition that we're going to do for you is a song that I wrote that really comes out of the music that I heard as a little boy through the Black Indians or Afro-Native Americans in America, which my family is a huge part of in New Orleans. My grandfather was the only guy to be a chief of four different tribes. And this next song that we're going to do for you guys is a love song that was written from that point of view or that perspective. So hopefully you guys enjoy it. It's called New Orleanian Love Song.
Thank you.
Brian. Right now, I want to take this opportunity to introduce you to the members of the band.
So you know who it is you're listening to. I think that's important stuff, right? We're going to start with our pianist. He hails from St. Louis, Missouri, I guess. We actually met at the Berklee College of Music in Boston. And some of you can understand me, right? I'm so sorry I don't speak French. But if you can understand, please translate so the people that don't understand me don't think I'm just an idiot up here speaking for no reason. This guy, we went to school together at Berklee. And I never wanted to play with him because he seemed like he was a nice guy. So I didn't think he could play because he was such a nice guy. But I made the mistake of calling him for my band, and he played a gig with me, and he beat me up on my own music, and then he cussed me out like a dog. You guys know what this is, to cuss someone out, right, to swear at them? He's the only person I've ever paid to curse me out. He's a phenomenal talent. He plays with Joe Lovano's band, Dave Douglas. He's played with Jeff Tane Watts, Nicholas Payton, a myriad of great musicians. But he is a phenomenal talent, and I think one of this generation's best. Please give it up for Mr. Lawrence Fields on the piano. On the acoustic bass from Baltimore, Maryland, is a guy that's been in the band for about 6 years now, 5 or 6 years. And I always say it was the best decision I ever made as a band leader was to ask him to be in my band, because I think he is the baddest bass player on the planet. So y'all please give it up for Mr. Chris Fun on the bass. On the drums from Virginia Beach, VA, the same city as Pharrell and the Cliffs and all these guys. This guy is all of 23 years old, and I think he is a phenomenal talent. Usually people at 23 can't play the drums like that. And, you know, he has his own band. He's actually wearing their T-shirt right now. Butcher Brown is the name of his band. And they're a great band, really great band. Y'all please give it up for Mr. Corey Fineville on the drums. On the alto saxophone from Silver Spring, Maryland, by way of Boston, is a guy that has been in the band for about a year and a half now, almost 2 years, that's right, a year and a half. And it's funny because everywhere we go, all of the girls love Braxton. See that? If you don't believe me, when he solos, if you're here with your wife or your girlfriend, watch her, watch him. And you'll see that she's making faces that you recognize but haven't seen for years. Say, this is a familiar face. When he first got in the band, we did a gig at the Blue Note in New York. You guys know this club, the Blue Note? And after the gig was over, this woman, this lady, she comes up to me and she starts to whisper to me about how sexy he is. And she's going crazy. He's so sexy. He's so fine. She talked about his hair. She talked about his smile. She talked about his muscle tone. She talked about his she talked about his nail beds, the veins in his hands, his eyelashes. But it was, you know, he's so sexy. But it was weird because she was like 95. And so she was an old lady. And I didn't expect that to be what she was going to say to us. But it says a lot about this guy. He's a gentleman. Because he walked her to the door of the club, and then he walked her to her car to make sure she was okay. I said, oh, this guy's all right. So he's also a sweetheart. Y'all give it up to Mr. Braxton Cook on the alto saxophone. On the flute from the Bay Area is the baby of the band. She is 19 years old. Right? That's pretty good, right? I think. She's 19 years old. She's a student at the Manhattan School of Music. And she's a presidential scholar. I know you guys don't care about this stuff, but in America, this is a really big deal to be a presidential scholar. It's like the top thing that you can do as a student in America. So this young lady is brilliant. You guys heard her play. I think she is a phenomenal talent, and she's going to be one of this music's great voices. So please give a nice round of applause for Miss Elena Pendergues. And the last member of our band, but never least, is the most important person in my life, my wife. So I think she has an incredible voice, really unique and light, captivating, beautiful voice. And she's going to come up and join us. We're going to slow things down because we see a lot of couples out there. So now is the time if you want to grab your significant other, your couple or whatever, to get them away from Braxton. Now is the time to do so, but she's going to join us on a song that she wrote called Neon Lights. This is Isadora.
Thank you.
We have one more composition for you guys. This last tune that we're going to do was a song that I wrote about how much I hate Los Angeles. So this one is called West of the West. We hope you guys enjoy the rest of your night. After the set is over, we're going to go back to that tent over there. We sold out of all of our CDs the last 2 days, so there's no CDs left, but we do have some really cool fucking T-shirts if you want them. So we'll come over there, hang out with you, meet you guys, and do all of that. But right now we're going to play a tune called West of the West and maybe The Eraser.